Hey, thanks for tuning into the Her Paper Route podcast. You're listening to episode 12. I'm Chelsea Clark, and today I'm sitting down with Katie Fleming. Katie is the host of the Ambitious Motherhood podcast and a business and marketing mentor. She helps mom entrepreneurs pursue their calling both in and outside of the home in growing their income to six figures while working 20 hours a week or less. Through her work, she's helped her community of ambitious moms cut back on days spent working so that they can be more present with their family, all while crossing over that six-figure annual income mark. If you want to make more money while working less hours, keep on listening to this one.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of HerPaperRoute.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
Hey, Paper Route friends. No matter where you are at in the entrepreneur journey, I have a little something that can help you out. I'm giving away a free toolkit of resources, including Pinterest marketing training, Instagram training, blogging training, WordPress tips, online business development, and so much more. You can get all of it for free at herpaperroute.com/toolkit. Now, I'm joined today by Katie Fleming. Welcome, Katie.
Hey, Chelsea, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming and being here. How did you get started in your business?
Goodness. So that really goes back when I was working in corporate. I was in operations and marketing for one of the top real estate brokerages in the area that we were in. And I had just gotten pregnant with my first daughter. She's now 6 years old. And it had been a long time dream of mine to figure out how can I work from home. To me, it was never a question of would I work from home? Would I still want to work? It was always I want to have a family while also pursuing my business and doing my expertise, like really figuring out what that looked like. And so, as you know, my pregnancy started to approach delivery, I started to realize, okay, wait a second. I need to create something here so that I can actually be home with her. This is what I've been dreaming of. Now's the time. And I started to step into doing a lot of virtual work for different clients and businesses, not really even realizing that was a thing. Didn't even really know about the online world yet. And you know, Chelsea, like once you get into it, you start to realize, oh my gosh, this whole world, it's so cool. I love it. And you start to get infatuated with it. So really, I had built up this, I guess, virtual operations systems, OBM type thing, I guess you could call it, to a full-time income, making decent money, really more than I was making in corporate. And it got to the point where with a newborn, I just felt like I couldn't do it anymore. I felt like my clients were getting the short end of the stick. My family was getting the short end of the stick. And ultimately, I was getting the short end. Felt burned out. It was a kitchen floor moment, as I refer to it, where I was literally on the kitchen floor bawling to my husband saying, I've got to get rid of it. I've got to throw in the towel. I've got to stop this business. Wow. You know, it's stressing me out. It's all this stuff. And he knows me really well. We've been together since we were in high school. And he said, babe, you could do that. You could quit. You could throw in the towel. It's fine. You could do whatever you want to do, and I support you. But I know you, and I know 2 months down the line, you're going to have come up with some other grand thing, idea, business. So why not figure out a way to take this momentum you've created and pivot into something new? And so it kind of set me on this journey of figuring out what does a business model look like for somebody like myself that wants to use her skills and expertise, but wants to build a business that fits into the lifestyle she desires, meaning I'm making the income I want while working the hours I want. So that really set me on a path to figuring out the methodology today that I take my clients through. And that's how can we build the income you desire while living the mom life and the lifestyle you want to live at home.
That's so, so important. That's such a big thing to help people with, because so many of us have been on that journey where we're trying to do it all and we're trying to balance the home life. And also we have all of these ideas and business things that we want to pursue. So when you have your clients, how do you coach them into streamlining all of their ideas into one thing so that they can focus on all of those important things without losing their mind?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of us start our businesses to make money, of course, but we start it without really realizing what the end is in mind. So that was the moment where I had to say, okay, what I created was awesome, but it isn't ultimately what I want. And so the way I start with my clients is what do you ultimately want out of your business and out of your life? And how can we support that now? How can you step into, in some way, shape, or form, living that life today? Like, I can't tell you how many times I have clients come to me saying, well, yeah, it'll be nice one day when I have some time to work out, or it'll be nice when I have the space to do this. But I like to say, what can we figure out? How can we figure out how to weave that in today? Start putting that in there today, because it's going to bring the end result that you want faster.
Definitely. And is this what you call, or part of what you call, ambitious motherhood? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So ambitious motherhood, the ambitious moms, it's kind of the little phrase I've given to describe our community, because a lot of the moms in my group, they don't feel like they've ever fit in a box, right? There's in motherhood, like you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a work-at-home mom, or you're a working mom. Like, there's all these like little things that society tries to put you into. And, it was a real identity crisis for me early on in my motherhood, where I realized I like really love to work and I'm really good at it, you know, but I also really love my family and I really want to be present and I don't want to outsource parenting and I don't want to, I want to be the one to pick up my daughter from school and I want to be the one that drives her to gym and gymnastics and watches her and all this stuff. So it was very important to me to have that as well. So it was like this weird pull of my two core beings, and realizing it was okay to define for me what family life looked like and what business life looked like. And what I'm sitting here telling you is perfect for me is not even, it doesn't have to be perfect for everybody, but it's just full permission to go after your calling, both in your home and outside of your home, unapologetically.
There is a ton more coming up on today's episode, but first I want to quickly thank our sponsors for making this show possible. Want to learn something new today? Skillshare is an awesome online learning community where you can learn a new skill in just about anything. There are over 16,000 free and premium classes. Get personalized, on-demand education on everything from SEO, design, business, marketing, creative arts, and more. Today, you can get 2 months of unlimited classes for free right now when you go to herpaperroot.com/Skillshare. Raise your hand if you are getting tired of being charged more by your email service provider the more subscribers that you get. It's almost like you're being penalized just for successfully growing your list. Well, my friend, you are going to love Flowdesk. With Flowdesk, you can manage all of your newsletters, funnels, and opt-in forms just like every other email platform, but they give you unlimited subscribers for one flat price forever. There is no tiered pricing system. They never charge you more as your list grows. And right now, Flowdesk is giving Her Paper Route podcast listeners 50% off for life. So you get unlimited subscribers for just $15 per month for life. Go to herpaperroot.com/Flowdesk to get this deal. And as a thank you for becoming a Flowdesk customer using my link, I'll give you free enrollment in my premium email marketing course. So you can learn how to grow, nurture, and sell to your list without ever having to feel like a salesy creep. Get all the goods at herpaperroot.com/Flowdesk. When you look back on your own journey and when you cross the six-figure mark in your own business, what things or strategies maybe stand out to you as having helped you reach that big milestone?
You know, it was ironically, everybody wants to find the strategy, but that's not what it was. You know, it was mindset. It was deciding to step into the version of myself that embodied what I desired.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping into that six-figure version today. Like, why do you have to wait till your bank account says a certain amount for you to start holding the expert positioning that you have, you know, to stop sitting in that small place and start to step in now to that new place?
That is great advice. I was poking around your website and I'm very curious to know what goes into creating a six-figure to-do list.
Yeah. So this, you know, a lot of times when you come into the online space, it doesn't take long for you to see a list a mile long of all the things you should be, could be doing in the online space to generate leads, to nurture a community, and to ultimately convert clients, right? You got Pinterest, you got blogs, you got podcasts, you've got messenger bots, all of these things. And it doesn't take long for you to feel overwhelmed or be trying to put together the guru jigsaw puzzle where you're piecing together the strategy with this idea and all this stuff. And it just leads to overwhelm. It leads to burnout. And ultimately, it leads to you're not profitable, which is the whole reason we're all in business. So the six-figure to-do list is really getting clear on what activities you specifically need to be doing to consistently attract, consistently nurture, and to consistently convert. And it's taking this huge list that you think you should be doing and paring it down to a handful of things that you can focus on and actually execute. And when we do that, it ultimately leads to more clients, more income, hitting the goals, all the things that you want.
And for all of the other things that don't make that niche down list, would those be something that you'd recommend outsourcing to a virtual assistant, a team member?
Potentially over time. I mean, a lot of it can be cut in the short term, you know, until you're at the place where, you know what, yeah, I do kind of want to add another social media source. Maybe I do want to go focus on LinkedIn because that's all the rage right now. But before you go chase that, you got to make sure that your bread and butter place is situated and handled.
What advice would you give to someone who may be at home thinking about starting a business, but she's unsure of how to start? What's that first thing that she needs to get in line?
If you're unsure how to start, you have no idea what you're going to offer, no idea what you could do, I would encourage you to just start immersing yourself in knowledge, stories more than anything, because I don't want you to get caught up in reading all the books and thinking you have to have all the podcasts to actually be able to do it. But I would love for you to get into the stories. That's why interviews like this are really powerful and anything else Chelsea produces, because you're getting stories of what somebody's done, and you're now having the language to go Google the thing you didn't even know to Google, you know? It takes me back to, you know, 5 years ago or so when I was starting to realize this whole online space was here, and I was listening to podcasts and hearing stories of people that had done drop shipping or Amazon, whatever, and like coaching businesses, all of these different things. Of course, they're not where I've landed today, but just to be able to immerse yourself in the opportunity that is out there, I think is really inspiring and could bring along some really cool ideas for you.
Yeah, opportunity really is everywhere. And just seeing what other people are doing can be so inspiring. And it'll just trickle a snowball effect of things that you can come up with. And it just grows and grows from there. Being aware of what other people are doing. Because people are doing some cool stuff out there on the internet nowadays.
For sure. Yeah.
And a couple minutes ago, you had mentioned something about people finding their calling. So what are some ways that an aspiring entrepreneur can discover their calling?
Yeah, what keeps you up at night? Like, what is that thing that just pulls on your heartstrings? For me, like, I hated seeing women who wanted to do something more but felt like they were trapped, or they didn't know the pathway. So I love just pulling at the hearts of women who've got this massive calling to do something awesome and helping them step out of their own way to do that. But you've got to figure out, like, what is that thing that just, oh man, if you could just solve it, it would be incredible. What do you stay up late at night thinking about? And that's probably a good start.
Hey, there is no shame in reaching out and talking to someone. The professionals at BetterHelp are standing by to talk with you at any time. Whether you are going through a crisis or you just need someone to listen so that you can vent and get the thoughts out of your head and out into the world, go to herpaperroot.com/betterhelp to find an affordable online therapist that you can talk or text with at any time. Yes, you can text with a therapist if it makes you more comfortable. Go to herpaperroot.com/betterhelp and just talk to someone. Because you teach growing an income to six figures while working 20 hours or less a week, you must have some good productivity hacks.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is about productivity, but it's also about business model. We've got to have the right business model for the income and the time goal that you desire. But yes, as far as productivity goes, I don't sit at my computer unless I know specifically what I'm working on, right? How often do you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm going to go check this out. And all of a sudden you've lost 30 minutes scrolling on Facebook and you're on your sister's best friend's brother's boyfriend's page. Wait, that didn't make sense. I don't know. Whatever. You know, you just get down this rabbit hole of what was I even doing? So that's like the first thing. And to the moms that I work with, this means you don't sit down at nap time having no idea what to do. You already know ahead of time. When nap time comes, this is what I'm setting out to accomplish. And I even still do this to this day. If I go to the coffee shop, if I leave my house and go to the coffee shop to work while the kids are at school or something, as I'm driving, I'm literally thinking, what is my intention? Because I could get sucked into who knows what in a new location, or my Starbucks friend Dwayne, this old 7-year-old man who's always there. I could start talking to him for 30 minutes. You know, having the intention ahead of time of what you want to accomplish during the time you have. Because what I know to be true is that tasks will always match the container of time that you give them.
Aha. Yeah, if you go into your day knowing exactly what you're going to set out to accomplish, you're going to have a lot easier time actually accomplishing it instead of just waking up and throwing yourself in front of your computer and just winging it. If you know what you're there to do and you have an idea and a plan, it's just going to make things a lot easier, especially for women who have kids, moms. Your time is so limited already to what you can do on your own time. So that's great. Do you have any tools or apps that you love using in your own business?
So let's see. I've got a handful that I definitely use and love and recommend. So Kajabi, number one, hands down, is my number one recommendation. This handles all my website stuff, landing page, email list, payment processing, all the things, right? Daily basis, we use Zoom, we use Slack, we use Acuity and Asana.
My go-to project management tool has to be HoneyBook. It handles my clients, my projects, my invoices. It also has contact forms and questionnaires, appointment scheduling, and task management, and keeps me on the ball so I never miss something important. And everyone listening can get a free trial of HoneyBook by going to herpaperroot.com/honeybook. And if you decide to upgrade, you will get 50% off your first year, which is a savings of $280. So definitely go and check that out. As a society, women are often conditioned to be the givers, and in general, many women in the beginning stages of becoming their own boss, I find, tend to feel uncomfortable when it comes to sales or the taking of money. So what advice can you give for ways to make sales feel good?
So good. I love this conversation. Love it because it's not a take. It's a give and receive, in my perspective. So you are giving something of extreme value. And if you feel like you're taking it from somebody, there's definitely a lot of work that needs to be done around this. But I would encourage you to really maybe journal out the value that your work provides. What transformation does it really bring? What is the results? What is the ripple effect? How does impacting the life of your client actually go beyond just that client? And start to get this, I call it the vibe of being sold on you. How can you get into this just excitement for, oh my gosh, this transformation I provide does all of this? And you're just so energized, you're so excited. And get into that energy, because why would you not give another person an opportunity to receive all of that? If you truly, truly believe in what you're doing. So it might take some work on believing in your product. It might take some work in identifying exactly what the results are, but getting into this place of, I know that I can provide this transformation, and this transformation does so much for this client. Why would I not offer the solution?
That's so, so true. And clients are paying for the result, and they're paying for the value that you are going to give them. And they'll pay whatever the price is if they see the value. So definitely, if people can believe in the value that they are putting out into the world, that is just going to be a game changer. And because honestly, sales are fun. It's all part of it.
Yeah. And I would just encourage everybody listening to go after unapologetically your callings, both in your home and outside of your home.
I love the insight that you've shared here, because this is just something that I think a lot of moms think about. They see other people doing and they just don't know how to get started, and they don't know how to get into that mindset that they need. So I think that what you offer your clients is something really special. And on that note, how can our listeners learn more about what you do? Where can they connect with you?
So I love hanging out on Instagram. You can come hang out with me there at Katie Fleming. And really just find us at katiefleming.co or in our Ambitious Motherhood Facebook community.
Well, thank you so much, Katie, for joining us today.
I am so thankful to be on here, and thank you for having me.
And thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll catch you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review on iTunes. And be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.